Welcome to CW Today, a daily 5-minute program dedicated to helping women with their life relationships. Hosted by veteran ladies conference speaker and the editor of Christian Womanhood magazine, Mrs. Loretta Walker. The closer a woman's heart is to the heart of God, the better able she is to thrive in her relationships with others. In that spirit, here's the host of CW Today, Mrs. Loretta Walker.
I'd like to read to you an article from the Christian Womanhood magazine. It's from the April issue. Can you believe it? It's a new month today. And I thought, well, I'll just read this article because I love the person, Robin Ogle, who wrote it. She's from an organization called Teaching All Nations. It's called Supersize Your Flipside Thinking. Mrs. Marlene Evans was a fascinating, unique woman. Above all else, she was positive and could always see the gold glittering. She practiced and taught flip-side thinking. This principle instructed gals how to look at every situation from God's point of view and see the good. Recently, my husband was preaching on the 10 plagues that God sent to persuade Pharaoh to release the Hebrews so they could serve him. He mentioned that the plagues were actually miracles. Stop the presses. The thought hit me between the eyes. Talk about supersizing flip-side thinking. I always thought of the plagues as, well, so plaguish. When I envisioned bloody water, dead frogs and cows, maggots everywhere, locusts and bunches of men with boils, oh my, I was so glad I was born in the 50s. But when Preacher made that comment, I started thinking about all the trials, I mean miracles, God has placed in my life. The plagues were planned by God, but folks in Egypt believe the plagues just happened. They refused to see God's design. He has also designed my trials, I mean miracles. Everything in my life has been orchestrated by Him. I need to acknowledge the Lord's working in my life. The purpose of the plagues was not only to cause Pharaoh to force the Hebrews to leave, but also to cause the children of Israel to want to leave Egypt. Even though they were in subjection, Egypt was their home. The Hebrew people felt comfortable and prosperous there. In fact, they mentioned how wonderful Egypt was in Exodus 6:9. God made it so the plagues would bring the Hebrews closer to Him and farther from Egypt. This is a kicker. The miracles God places in my life are designed to bring me closer to the Lord and take me further from the world. When issues arise in my life, I need to respond by looking to Jesus for direction, comfort, care, and peace. God wants to remind me that this world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. Pharaoh's magicians could not stop the plagues. They performed the same magic that Moses had, hence adding to the problems in the land. God sent lice. Pharaoh's folks added some more. God sent flies. The magicians copied the act. I realized that when the devil sees me improperly responding to trials in my life, he copies the oppression. If I treat miracles flippantly or attempt to face trials alone, I become a sitting duck. I am not moving toward the Lord. The devil wants me to sink into depression instead of moving closer to God. Oppression leads me closer to God. Depression leads me away from Him. Once I pondered on these thoughts, I realized the miracle of sickness is no less than the miracle of healing. The miracle of a fender bender that enabled someone to be saved is no less than a miracle of safe travel. Every event in my life is a miracle that shows the love of my Father has for me. That He cares so much is a miracle. Every event is carefully orchestrated to keep me by His side and growing in grace. I no longer see trials, burdens, diseases, or issues. I see miracles. I've been supersized. Don't you love that thought? And I don't know about you, but I never realized that the plagues of Israel were miracles. But when you think about it, they were miracles. That a river turned to blood, that's really something. Great thought today about flip side thinking, about looking at your trials as miracles and blessings from God. Hope you have a great day. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice.
Thanks, Miss Loretta. CW Today is a production of Faith Music Radio. For additional material about Loretta Walker, CW Today, and about Christian Womanhood magazine, visit Faith Music Radio online at www.faithmusicradio.com.